The wait is over. It is time to go racing. The Isle of Man TT Races starts today.
Let's go racing.
Here he comes. He wins. The senior TT, Peter Hickman, has it.
How does this sound? Senior TT winner.
Sounds absolutely epic, doesn't it?
Hi, I'm Chanel. The police launched a road safety campaign yesterday ahead of the TT Fortnight. The theme for this year's campaign is Know Your Limits, with emergency services warning people to leave the racing to the professionals. I spoke to members of the police as well as the ambulance services.
Russ Foster, Chief Constable, Isle of Man Constabulary.
Inspector Neil Craig, in charge of the Roads Policing Unit.
Right now, Mr. Foster, first TT, how excited are you?
I'm really excited. I'm looking forward to an enjoyable but safe event going forward. Like you say, it's my first TT. I am an avid but very much fair weather motorcyclist. So a real positive event for me.
And I heard earlier that you have a favourite.
I do, and it's the veteran John McGuinness, MBE. Clearly he reflects me in terms of profile of age and beauty, and I think it'd be really good for the island and certainly good for John to win this year's TT. So I'm rooting for you, John. Good luck.
How prepared are we?
We're well prepared. It's well-rehearsed plans. That's not just from our side, that's on a multi-agency footing. Last year there was new speed restrictions brought in the lower sections of the course and on the Slock in the south of the island, which was extremely beneficial to us in terms of how we operationally deployed and policing those areas, because historically we've found that that's where speeding takes place. When people speed, as the Chief Constable says, it plays into the road safety strategy. That's one of our main drivers, is reducing speed, because obviously reduces accidents and casualties and in some cases fatalities. And I think that really came into its own last year and paid off, because thankfully we enjoyed a fatal-free TT on open roads. Sadly, there were some deaths within the racing itself. But on the open roads, everybody seemed to play their part.
Now, Chief Constable, with it being your first, did you find yourself having to do more research, asking more questions, just to prepare yourself for what we could face or what could happen?
Absolutely. So before my appointment in April, I had 2 months working alongside former Chief Constable Gary Roberts, QPM, and certainly took from him his 40 years experience within the Isle of Man Constabulary. He was clearly very close to the TT, and believe me, I've had a thorough briefing in respect of the TT, and I fully understand it's good to see the TT come, but I've been advised throughout the TT my heart will be in my mouth, and it's also good to see it go again.
Know your limit. What is it? Can you tell me what does it mean?
It's multifaceted. Know your limits. Know your ability. Ride to your ability. Drive to your ability. Observe the speed limits. Know what speed limits you're in. But also it's a wee bit wider than that, in terms of people that are enjoying a night out, you know, if they're taking alcohol, you know your limits, don't go over the score, because by doing that you're making yourself vulnerable. You know, if people are walking back to campsites and like, and sadly we have had occurrences like that in the past where people have stumbled into the road, and when people stumble into the road, particularly at night, it's hard for them to be seen, and accidents and collisions can take place, sometimes resulting in sad fatalities. So it really is about knowing your limits across a whole spectrum of areas.
From my perspective, I reflect on last year's TT, and from statistics that have been provided, certainly two-thirds of casualties were over 50 and also visitors to the island. We're not as mentally or physically agile being over 50, and I certainly am. And, you know, this is why we want people to know their limits. I mentioned around people being visitors. I'm a recent come over. I'm unfamiliar with the roads. Our roads here in the Isle of Man can be unforgiving of human error. So again, you know, we want people to take care on the roads. We want people to come visit the island, enjoy the event, but enjoy all what the island has to offer. But the key thing is for them to return back to their loved ones safe and well.
And that message, that Know Your Limit message, is it just for the tourists? Is it just for the residents? Is it for both?
It's for both. Everybody's got limits, and it's about everybody knowing the limits, because everybody's got a part to play. It's all about public safety, making sure yourself is safe when you're out on our roads, be that as a pedestrian or a motorcyclist or a driver of a vehicle, because when there are adverse incidents and collisions, that puts a strain on our colleagues in other services, particularly the health service. And we've all got a part to play in making sure that everybody goes home safely, as the Chief Constable said.
And another statistic for you is that during last year's TT, the two-week period, we experienced 50% of collisions involving motorcycles that we do for the remainder of the year. So in the 2 weeks, we experienced 50% of collisions involving motorcycles that we experienced during the remaining 50 weeks of the year. And I'm just mindful that that does underpin our multi-agency road safety strategy, which focuses on safer roads, safer speeds, safer vehicles, but also safer people.
Would we like to see a lower stat during this year's TT?
Absolutely. A successful TT for the Ironman Constabulary is not about actually who wins the race. It's more about preventing the loss of life and the reduction in the number of injuries sustained on our roads going forward. And again, I reiterate my message. You know, a positive outcome for us is everyone returning back to their loved ones safe and well.
I think my last question will be, do we have more officers maybe coming over from across to assist?
No, we actually manage this event from within the Isle of Man Constabulary. Our officers will be working 12-hour shifts. Rest days have been cancelled, and we're proud to say that we police this event within the establishment of the Isle of Man Constabulary.
In terms of assistance from UK colleagues, we are provided with vehicles from across, so it's particularly from the North West region, and we're really thankful for that, because that allows our officers to be in the key places at the key times as quickly as they can be, because like everywhere else, we do have finite resources. But as Mr. Foster said, we police it from within, but with assistance in terms of an enhancement to our fleet. So when the public see UK registered vehicles, they automatically think it's officers from across. It is Manx officers who are in those vehicles.
How many officers will be out on the roads?
Our current establishment is 231 police officers. They will all be out, including myself. I will be out on patrol. I will be visible, accessible and responsive. So, you know, I'll be leading by example and looking forward to the TT.
Anything else you guys would like to add or say?
Know your limits.
Yeah, and we just want everybody to come, have a good time, enjoy the festival. It really brings the island to life. It is a fun event, and it's a unique event. But as we've said, we just want people to come, enjoy it, and go home safe.
I'm Will Bellamy. I'm the head of the ambulance services here on the Isle of Man.
TT 2023, how excited are we?
I think we're really excited. I'm excited. It's my second one. I really enjoyed last year. I think the team, like every year it's happened, are really excited, and really the staff are really excited about what's happening and really looking forward to, you know, taking part, working it, and also enjoying the different festivities that are around the island.
If I can ask, last year was your first year. So what have you learned then that you can incorporate this year?
So my learning has been understanding it a bit more and the complexities of, you know, getting to different populations on the island that are cut off in a sense by, you know, when they're racing, because of the race course is live, and also recognising that how dangerous it can be when you're driving over the mountain road and, you know, bikes, 1 minute they're there and 1 minute then they're not.
You mentioned getting to some areas that are cut off. Do you have plans in place if the need arises?
Yeah, we have a variety of different well-rehearsed and well-known procedures for this, whether we respond to people on foot, whether we will access different keys to unlock barriers so we can drive through, which is not normally available to us, or whether we come by air and land in the nearest landing site close to where they are, so we can still provide help to those who need it.
Do you perhaps have any stats or anything of how many responses you did last year?
Yep, so we responded to 710 incidents last year, which was our busiest ever. This year, applying our normal growth in activity, we're forecasting 758, which is about 54 calls a day on average for us here on the Isle of Man, which is a large amount of activity for us to handle.
And how prepared are you?
Yeah, we're really prepared. We've been working through the forecasting, the modelling, and working with partners in not only just the police and fire, but also working with the Welsh Ambulance Service, the Great North Air Ambulance Service, to bring additional staff on so we can uplift to having 10 vehicles on duty every day, 5 overnight, as well as extended critical care vehicles working from early morning through to early, early morning from 6 to about 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, and we provide those services.
So 10 vehicles a day, is that what you guys have had in the previous years as well?
Yes, that's what we had last year, and our staff are bending and flexing their normal rotas to work the additional shifts or change their shift times to work with partners from Wales who not necessarily know about the island or anything like that.
I was going to ask, so aside from the Great North Air Ambulance mm-hmm. guys, are there others that's going to be coming across to help?
Yeah, absolutely. We're joined again by 7 colleagues from the Welsh Ambulance Service. They will have a 2-week induction here on the island. We will then orientate them to all our policies and procedures, and then their work as frontline paramedics during the TT, partnered with our staff, so to support them as they're going about and doing their duties.
Anything else you'd like to add or you'd like to say?
I think from my perspective, key messages are really enjoy the TT, make sure that you're understanding where you can access help and healthcare from, research our signposting websites, make sure you've got your medications and your insurances are all in order, so that, and we wish you a fantastic TT, enjoy it, but if you need us, our help is just a phone call away.
My name's Lee Salmon, I'm the Head of Operations for Great North Air Ambulance Service.
How will the Great North Air Ambulance help the island during the TT this year?
So the Great North Air Ambulance Service prides itself on delivering world-class critical care. The teams work really hard, they train hard for many occasions. And we bring in lots of outside help to keep our teams abreast and look at the latest evidence. And what that translates to is it means we can put a team on the scene of any incident, any accident or medical incident, who are more than capable of dealing with, regardless of what the situation is, more than capable of dealing with it and giving the patient the right care in the right place, and then timely transportation to a hospital of definitive care.
Right. So will you also be helping the Isle of Man Ambulance Services as well?
Yeah, that's the aim really, is not just we're not here just for the TT, we're here for the people of the Isle of Man. And we're here to essentially create that extra level of care and that quicker, faster response to from getting the patients to from the scene of accident where they are critically ill, and getting them to a hospital that can actually provide them with the definitive care. Manx Care do a phenomenal job, and they've always done a phenomenal job. But sometimes they have a ceiling of care, which they themselves have highlighted, and that's what we're here to help with. And it's to expedite those patients to that that place that can look after that significant injury or significant illness.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Little Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.